Lord Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Srimati Radharani is the potency by which Lord Krishna enjoys. Parasya Shaktir Vividaya Vishuyate. In the Vedic literature, it's said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has multifarious energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividaya Vishuyate. Svabhaviki Gana Bhulakriyacha. And they all naturally function in their particular service. The Lord has his energy of eternality, of knowledge, and eternal existence, of knowledge, and of ananda, or transcendental pleasure. The Krishna is one, but he exists with his energies. The energies are simultaneously one with Krishna and distinct from Krishna. The absolute truth without energy is impersonal. The conception of the absolute truth without energy is impersonal and incomplete. The idea of the sun without the sunshine is a crippled conception. The idea of fire without heat and light is essentially meaningless. Fire is fire by virtue of its heat and light. Similarly, the idea of the absolute truth without energies is a crippled conception, an imperfect conception of the absolute truth. The perfect conception is that the absolute truth is eternally equipped with all sorts of transcendental energies. He's a person, and he has his personal energies. So Srimati Radharani is the potency by which Krishna enjoys and by which he gives enjoyment also to his devotees. Now, what is it that Krishna enjoys? We also have the idea of enjoyment. We like to enjoy. But our enjoyment is also not actually enjoyment. It doesn't really work. We try to enjoy, but the fact of the material world is that enjoyment in the material world is frustrating. And the enjoyment in the material world is frustrating. So often we try to enjoy, and what we get instead is suffering. So many examples can be given. How we try to enjoy something. We try to enjoy the honey, and instead we get stung by the bees. Or sometimes we get what we want, and then it's disappointing. You know, you get that gift that you wanted for your birthday, and you got it, it wasn't what you hoped it would be. Or you got what you wanted, it was everything that you hoped it would be, and then you lose it. Or it gets smashed. Or it's stolen. Because that's the nature of everything in the material world. It's temporary. And we don't really want enjoyment to be temporary, we want it to be permanent, which it will never be. And therefore, in the material world, whether we get enjoyment or we don't get enjoyment, either way, it's frustration. Real enjoyment is something different. Real enjoyment for the living being comes not from the endeavor to enjoy, but from the endeavor to give enjoyment to Krishna. Even materially, if we try to give enjoyment to others, we get more enjoyment than if we try to take for ourselves. But the enjoyment that we get from giving to others in the material world is also limited and temporary. But the business of giving enjoyment to Krishna is actually enjoyment. It's actually enjoyment. It's actually the real taste for which the living being is seeking. The real enjoyment is love. And in the material world, love is not what we hope for. Or it's what we hope for, but what it turns out to be is not what we want. The real loving relationship is there with Krishna. And the perfection of that love appears in person in the form of Srimati Radharani. The essence, real love comes from service. Or the essence of love is service. Loving service. Or the essence of loving service is love. So that love for Krishna, Mahabhav, the highest manifestation of love for Krishna, is present in the form of Srimati Radharani. Her whole existence is dedicated to loving Krishna. And that loving dealing between Radha and Krishna is not the selfish deal of the material world. In the material world, love is a kind of a deal. Sorry. But it is. I'll do something for you if you'll do something for me. Yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Therefore, so many loving relationships are good as long as the return on the investment is good. Mm-hmm. But when his pocket is empty, or when she's old, or whatever the story is, and we're not getting such a good deal anymore, then end of love. Because really, that's the nature of the materialistic mentality. It's how to enjoy for myself. And if we can make a cooperative arrangement by which I fulfill my goals and you fulfill yours, you know, nice. But in the spiritual world, actual selfless love is found. The actual spirit in the loving dealing is completely selfless. Atmendriya Priti Vancha Taribali Kam. The spirit of wanting to satisfy our own senses is called Kam, or lust. That's what lust is. Lust is the desire to satisfy my own senses. And Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tari Premanam. Love is the selfless desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So in the spiritual world, or in pure devotional service, that love for Krishna is found. And Krishna also feels that my business is simply to please my devotees. It's not that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer thinking how to exploit for his own satisfaction. Krishna is always thinking how to give pleasure to his devotees. So this ideal of true loving dealings, true loving relationships, is found perfectly in Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladhin Shakti Rasma. Krishna is one, but to enjoy, he becomes two. In the material world, or anywhere, we enjoy with the help of someone else. If I'm alone, there's no enjoyment. And I get on the telephone and call somebody, what you doing? Well, I don't know, I'm not doing anything, I'm sitting and bored. Well, because we need somebody else. If the room were empty and only I were here, this would not be very enjoyable. But because the room is full of other people, there's some enjoyment. But we enjoy with the help of others. We're dependent on others for our enjoyment. But Krishna is Swarat, he's independent. He doesn't need anyone else. There is no one else. Actually, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. But Krishna has the capability to expand. He has the capability to expand. So although he's one, he manifests himself as two. Actually, he's one. But he manifests himself as two and enjoys. We can't do that. Krishna can do that. He expands his pleasure energy as Srimati Radharani and enjoys transcendental pastimes. What are those pastimes? They're simply exchanges of devotional service. They're simply exchanges of devotional service between the Lord and his energy. And Srimati Radharani also expands for the pleasure of the Lord. He expands as the principal gopis. Here's Krishna. Naturally, to have one girlfriend is very enjoyable. To have more is more enjoyable. So Krishna Radharani expands. The gopis are all assisting to give pleasure to Krishna in different ways. You've seen the picture. Some gopi is playing the mridanga. Some gopi is giving some sweet. Some gopi is fanning. Some gopi is doing something else. They're all giving pleasure to Krishna. To give pleasure to Krishna, Srimati Radharani expands. When Krishna expands to dance in the Rasa Lila, Radharani expands. As many as there are Krishnas, there are so many gopis. Or as many gopis, so many Krishnas. When Krishna expands himself to live as a king in Dwarka, and Srimati Radharani expands herself as so many queens to serve Krishna. When Krishna expands himself as Narayan in Vaikuntha, then Srimati Radharani expands herself as Lakshmi Devi. You've seen Lakshmi Devi is massaging the feet of Lord Narayan. She's rendering service to Lord Narayan in so many ways. She's the expansion of Srimati Radharani. This is the nature of Srimati Radharani. She expands herself also to give pleasure to the Lord. She's always, we see some of the qualities, she's singing very nicely, she's dressing very nicely, she's speaking very nicely, smiling very nicely, all for the pleasure of Krishna. All for the pleasure of Krishna. Even Srimati Radharani says, if Krishna's more interested in some other gopi, then I'll push that gopi forward. I'll serve that gopi. There's no consideration. Just Krishna should be happy. There's some incident Srila Prabhupada told that One time Krishna had a headache. So he told Narad Muni that the only cure for this headache is to get the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee and apply it to my head. So Narad thought, all right, then I'll go. I'll get that dust. He approached big demigods because they're all servants of Krishna. And demigods refused. If I put the dust from my feet on Krishna's head, such an offense, I'll go to hell. Then he approached so many others, big devotees also. They told him the same thing. If I put the dust from my feet on Krishna's head. Then he came to Vrindavan. Naturally, the gopis thought he must have some news of Krishna. They surrounded him. What's the news? The news is that Krishna has a headache. And the only cure is to get the dust from the feet of the devotee. They immediately began scraping the dust. Narad Muni says, but you'll go to hell. Don't you know Krishna is the Supreme Person? Anyway, let us go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. That's all. Well, this is the mood of the gopis. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. She'll sacrifice everything. Her family, her respectable position, her everything. Sacrifice everything, risk everything, put everything else aside, just to serve Krishna. Just to serve Krishna. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. This is a pure devotion of service. So we shouldn't think that as we have so many boys and girls, couples in the material world, Radharani and Krishna are another loving couple. Actually, it's Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, manifesting his transcendental energy and playing, although he's one, playing as two or playing as expanded forms. And those two again become one. Because Krishna was thinking that what is the pleasure that Srimati Radharani gets by serving me? What is it about me that she finds so attractive? What is that taste that she's getting by serving me? She knows, but I don't know because I'm me. Because I'm not in her position, I can't actually understand what it is that she's tasting. So if I want to get that taste, then I have to take her position. I have to take her position. How to do that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna takes the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Inside, of course, Krishna, there's no difference between his inside and outside. He's absolute. But externally, he appears in golden form. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Srimati Radharani is Gaurangi. She's golden. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also became, Krishna also became golden, although he's blackish in complexion, Shama. But he became golden. And not only golden by complexion, Gaurasundara, but he assumed the mood of a devotee. And not only a devotee, but a devotee of the highest caliber, the ultimate devotee, Srimati Radharani is the ultimate devotee. No one can love Krishna like Srimati Radharani. Love for Krishna is also called bhava. Bhava. Ecstatic emotion. But the emotion of Srimati Radharani is called mahabhava. That mahabhava we don't find elsewhere. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumed that mahabhava feature. Krishna comes with that mood of ecstatic, the highest ecstatic devotional love for Krishna. Sometimes Srimati Radharani, out of love for Krishna, becomes completely mad. She becomes completely mad. In one instance, Krishna had left Vrindavan. So he sent Uddhav with a message for the gopis. Uddhava is a very dear devotee of Krishna. Yeah, you can't get very far. Uddhava is a very dear devotee of Krishna. And by complexion also, he looks like Krishna, dresses like Krishna. And he's a great scholar, a student of Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. So Krishna sent him on a mission. And in Vrindavan, everyone is feeling such separation from me. Will you please take this message and you deliver this message to my devotees in Vrindavan? Yes, it's time for a mobile check. If you have your mobile on, please offer it. What they call silent mode. So Uddhava came with this message from Krishna to pacify, placate the devotees. And as soon as the gopis saw Uddhava, they all surrounded him. First they thought he was Krishna. Then they saw he's not Krishna, but he must be very close to Krishna. Look at him. Looks just like Krishna, it must be. So they all surrounded him to get news of Krishna, to hear something about Krishna. But Srimati Radharani remained apart, off to the side. And there was some bee that was buzzing around, black bee. And Srimati Radharani, instead of talking with Uddhava, began talking with the bee. And quite crossly also, that you've come from Krishna, but I don't want to hear what you're going to say. Krishna's cheated us in so many ways. He's promised that he would never leave. Now he's left. You don't know what kind of master you're serving. Why should I hear from you anyway? You're the unreliable servant of an unreliable master. So in this way, she, of course, indirectly criticizing Uddhava. But actually, she was absorbed like that, thinking that the bee had come from Krishna. She said, you've come from Krishna. Maybe you've come to take me there. But you're very small. How are you going to take me to Krishna? That means she was mad. And the bee flew away. She thought, oh no, now I've said so many things to the bee, he's going to tell Krishna all these things I've said about him. The bee must also be offended. Then the bee flew back and she was very respectful. Sir, I welcome you back. So she was speaking like a madwoman to the bee. Why? Because she was absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So much so that she was lost to reality. we have that experience sometimes. We're thinking of our boyfriend or girlfriend, and we forget about whatever else, our work. You know, the boss comes and says, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm getting tired." That's a little reflection. But in the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani is fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and this mood of separation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he was staying at Jagannath Puri, manifested the same mood of separation from Krishna. That's described by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says it's a very confidential topic also. How much Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, was feeling the absence of Krishna. Yugayitam nimeshena chakshuja prakashayata shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda pirehim. Feeling the separation of Krishna, he said it's like as if a moment were a million years. That feeling of separation is the highest feeling of love, even higher than the feeling experienced in the presence of Krishna. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. The intensity of love felt in the absence of Krishna is even stronger than the feeling in Krishna's presence. And although it appears to be a kind of unhappiness, actually it's the highest ecstasy. The feeling of transcendental pleasure that the devotee experiences in separation from Krishna is beyond description. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed those feelings in Jagannath Puri. Before Lord Chaitanya, not only before, but apart from relishing these internal feelings of love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya also spread love for Krishna. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Pradayate means he gave it out. Krishna Prema, love for Krishna. Because the nature of a devotee is to be generous. The nature of Srimati Radharani is to be generous, merciful. Krishna is described as a little hard-hearted. The Chandramoli Maharaj, godfather, mentioned this morning in Bhaktivedanta Manor that on Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna, we fast till midnight. Prabhupada said Krishna is a little cruel. But on Vahastami, we only fast half day. So Radharani is more merciful. And actually, it's true. As Krishna demands, sarvadharman pratyaja, mam ekam sharanam bhaja. You surrender to me. I order you. You surrender to me. Aham tam sarvapapevyo moksha. Then I'll free you from all material reactions. I'll give you liberation. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he makes no conditions. Just take love for Krishna. Just take. Because the devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Srimati Radharani is more, not just girls are a little soft-hearted. The feminine nature is in its perfection is originally found in Srimati Radharani. She's the soft-hearted counterpart of Krishna. So if Srimati Radharani is pleased with us, then Krishna will be pleased. It's easier. Or to go to Krishna, we have to please Krishna by service. and surfaces the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. She's the love of Krishna personified. So if we want to love Krishna, we have to come under the protection of Srimati Radharani, under the influence of Srimati Radharani. We have to come within the pleasure-giving potency. The pleasure-giving potency works both ways. It's the potency that gives pleasure to Krishna and gives pleasure to the devotees also. The pleasure, therefore, Krishna said, I don't know what pleasure Radharani is getting, because she's a devotee. She's getting more pleasure out of this than I am. She's getting more pleasure out of this than I am. So when we are out of touch with the pleasure potency, then we go looking for pleasure where there is no pleasure. That's the material world, where there's a reflection of pleasure, but not the real thing. It's like if we offer you, suppose there's some nice prasadam today, if we let you see it in the mirror, you'll not be so happy. The reflection is difficult to enjoy. We want the actual thing. So when we're outside the pleasure potency, we're trying to enjoy the reflection of pleasure found in the material world. And therefore, it's not working. But when we take shelter of the pleasure potency, then we get pleasure. And one takes shelter of the pleasure potency by joining the mood of the pleasure potency to give pleasure to Krishna. To give pleasure to Krishna. It's a reversal of mood. Now I'm trying to get pleasure. But if I try to give pleasure to Krishna, then I'll actually be situated in the highest transcendental pleasure. The Srimati Radharani is the real shelter of the all the living beings. She's the real shelter of the living beings. Mahatmanas tu mam partha dayavim prakshyamashi. So we can advance in our real purpose in life, or return to our real healthy position in life when Srimati Radharani is pleased with us. Therefore our business is to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna. And that is best done by approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by joining the movement, Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyam. Because he's Radha Krishna combined, because he's taking the role of a devotee, because he's showing us how to serve Krishna and inviting us to serve Krishna, giving us the method by which to serve Krishna. When we take up his method, when we take up his mood, when we take up his teaching, we become situated most easily in the transcendental pleasure-giving potency. We become situated in loving service to Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami glorified Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namaya Gaurateshaya Namaya. So, Lord Chaitanya showed how to love Radha and Krishna. And by following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can also aspire to develop love for Radha Krishna. Without following the method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without taking advantage of the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be very difficult to understand Radha Krishna. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chanting the holy name of Krishna in the Sankirtan movement, we can be situated at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and make our life successful. Anandam buddhivardhanam buddhipadam purnamrita shravanam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about this Sankirtan movement, Anandam buddhivardhanam. By Sankirtan, we can enter into the ocean, ever-expanding ocean. Radha and Krishna, in their dealings, are not finite. Here we are, we have this much pleasure. This is as much as we can expect. Just like in the material world. You know, there's a certain, you get to a certain point and that's it. You know, now we're married, we have a house, we have two kids, we have VCR, we have something, we have some enjoyment. Mm-hmm. You can't expect the moon from it. You get something. And sometimes it's a little more, sometimes a little less, but it's sort of plateaus. But in the spiritual, in fact, usually plateaus right about the point where you've just been married for a short while. Until you're married, it's like it's just going to be better and better and better. And then you get married and you find out that it's kind of about it. But in the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna, the enjoyment is always expanding. This is the nature of Krishna. Krishna is always increasing. Although he's the greatest, he's always getting greater. So there's a competition between Krishna and his potency. Krishna wants to give pleasure to Radharani. Radharani wants to give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna wants to give pleasure to Radharani. Krishna is smiling at Radharani and the gopis. Krishna becomes a little happy. Now because Krishna is becoming happy, gopis are becoming more happy. Gopis have become more happy. Now Krishna is getting more happy. Please put that away. This is the nature of the spiritual world. There's a kind of a competition between Krishna and his potency. Getting to be more and more and more and more. Material world, we just don't have that. It gets to a certain point and then it cuts off. But in the spiritual world, the transcendental enjoyment is dynamically increasing. There's no, okay, now we're there. It doesn't reach that point. It just expands more and more. That's called Anandam Buddhivardhanam, the ocean of bliss. It's already an ocean. And it's increasing. The ocean of bliss that increases. Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pradipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam. Purnamrita means the full moon of nectar. The moon starts as a sliver and then it grows and grows until it's completely full. Pradipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam. The full nectar for which we're anxious can be tasted pratipadam at every step. At every step. In the material world, it's up and down, up and down. But in devotional service to Krishna, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, it gets better, it gets better, it gets better, it gets better. There's taste at every step, at every step, at every step, at every step. Because we're in touch with the Absolute Truth, who is the dynamic source of all pleasure. We're engaged in the relationship in which there's an exchange of pleasure, there's a reciprocation of pleasure between the small living entity and the Supreme Lord. Pradipadam Purnamrita Shavana. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It's not simply a sect of a religion that originated in some historical place. And it's not that. Although externally it may appear something like that. But for those who can penetrate into the essence of it, it's the means for approaching, for entering this dynamic relationship, lost relationship between living being, and Krishna under the shelter of the pleasure-giving potency. The Srimati Radharani is that pleasure-giving potency, and we can pray for her mercy on this Rahastami so that we may be always engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna. And Krishna will be pleased, and our life will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Salaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. There's a few minutes. Are there any questions? Mm-hmm. Krishna expands, yes. Yes, he also does that. There's a difference though. Krishna, when Krishna becomes two Krishnas, let's say, he's actually the same Krishna. He's the source of energy, but now he's become two. How does he do that? It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, something like the sun. The sun is on everyone's head, although it's one. Avibhaktam jabhuteshu vibhaktam eva samstitam. He's not divided, but he appears to be divided. But Krishna, he can be two, he can be 100, he can be 16,000. When he was living in Dwarka, he was 16,000. He has 16, because he married 16,000 princesses. So not to disappoint the princesses that, you know, I'll see you after 16,000 days. He expanded himself, and he was living as 16,108 Krishnas. And he had a palace for each queen, so he was living in 16,108 palaces. And then in the morning he would come and he'd perform his morning activities. And then to go to the assembly house, he would leave the 16,108 palaces. He'd become one Krishna, he'd go to the assembly house. And then he'd return from the assembly house, become 16,108, and enter the palaces. So that's Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is the energy of Krishna. Although the energy and energetic are one, there that distinction is there, that one is the source and one is the emanation, like the sun and the sunshine. They're one, but still we say, this is the shine and this is the sun. So Srimati Radharani is the energy or potency of Krishna, and Krishna is the source of the potencies. And as Krishna can expand into 2, 10, 16,000, Srimati Radharani can also do that. So every time Krishna becomes so many, then Srimati Radharani expands, she becomes so many also. Yes.
Thank you very much for your enlightening talk. Living in the 21st century, loving service to Krishna, one way would be to chant the holy name. How can we be more another way of being hands-on service to Krishna?
Chanting Hare Krishna in the 21st century is one way to serve Krishna. How can we be more hands-on? What are some of the other ways?
Yeah.
Of course, hands-on is not as important as ears-on. Everything begins by hearing and chanting. Hearing is especially important. But then, yes, you can do this. There are 9 methods. There's hearing about Krishna. There's chanting about Krishna. There's remembering Krishna. That's also service. Then there's serving the lotus feet of Krishna in different ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevan, Archanam. There's worship of the deity of Krishna. That's also service. You can offer prayers to Krishna. That's also service. Dasya, to become like a menial servant. To become friendly with Krishna. And to surrender everything to Krishna. And these are all 9 different methods. And any one of them, you You can perform one or two or three or nine, and that will be success. And our time is up. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.